I don't really know that much about the area, but I'm, you know, open to learn as much about the city as possible. Got in here yesterday. The few fans that I did meet, everyone welcomed me with open arms, so I'm definitely excited for the opportunity. And looking forward to see how this team is going to come together.
How do you feel about being on a team where the average age is 21 years old, and here you are, you know, young like us guys, but still.
You know, even though I'm a little up there in the age, I still try to show these young guys that I can play with them, and that I know a little bit about this game. So I just try to take my experience and just go out there and be successful out there on the floor.
What do you think you can add in the mentoring aspect?
I've learned a lot. I've been around for a while. Got a lot of guys take me under their wing. So if anyone, if there's a young prospect who's willing to listen, I'm definitely there to lend a helping hand wherever I can.
Kurt, what do you bring to the Sonics as far as your own game is concerned?
I try to bring, a guy who plays a lot of intensity, a guy who is focused on the defensive end of the floor, and a guy who can also put the ball in the hole on the offensive end. I'm a guy who can shoot the ball, 15, 17-foot jump shot. I can play inside, and I got a pretty nice touch around the basket.
If you're looking at the roster right now, you've got 9 forwards. What are your thoughts on that? Got a lot of forwards on this team.
Definitely a lot of forwards. I just look forward to the opportunity. A lot of young, athletic guys. Just come out there and bang with them and try and be as physical and try to, even though they're young, try to use that as an advantage for me instead of a disadvantage.
What was your initial reaction to the trade? Obviously, this team is at a different stage than Phoenix is right now. What was your thoughts at that point?
Just excited the fact that there's a team out there who wants me. I think everyone wants to be accepted wherever they are. I know this is a young team, but I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I'm excited about it. I think it's a great city, it's a great franchise, and just got to take every step forward.
What are your thoughts on Durant being able to play with a guy like that?
He's young, but he has a lot of talent. I mean, he had an unbelievable one-year college career. So hopefully he can come to this level and be excited out there on the floor, especially for the fans here in Seattle.
Seeing that you're going to be a mentor yourself here, who was a kind of a mentor to you when you were coming in the league?
I've had a tremendous amount of mentors in my career. I definitely have to, first of all, lean toward Larry Johnson. He's a guy, we're from the same city. He's a guy who took me under his wing right out of college, and then I was fortunate enough to play with him. And so, Patrick Ewing, and just a long list of guys, Alonzo Mourning. I've just had a lot of solid guys in my career, and I just try to pattern myself after them.
Kurt, what do you remember about your visits to Seattle over your career? Anything about the fans or the city that you stand out?
The fans, every time I've come to this city, the fans are really into the game, and they really cheer on their team. Everyone seems to be very polite and very warm. So, like I said, I don't know that much about the city other than it's very beautiful up here, and I hear that it rains a lot. But other than that, I'm open.
Talk a little bit about the art of rebounding. You're one of the best in the game, and you continue to pull down big numbers. What are you going to tell some of these young guys on how to do that and how important it is?
I just try to get them to focus on positioning. It's not always a jumping match. It's not always trying to out-jump someone. Just try to get them to focus on putting your body on someone. And using that leverage to your advantage.
Have they talked at all about your role? Do you still see yourself as a potential starter, come off the bench? Does it matter to you?
I think everyone sees themselves as a starter. I'm just going to come in here and just try and play with some passion, try to be helpful wherever, if I'm a starter or coming off the bench. That's not my concern. I leave that to PJ.
Any dialogue with any of your new teammates yet?
No, I haven't had any dialogue with them, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a long training camp, a very exciting one, so I'm pretty sure we have a lot of time to catch up.
Can you kind of go through your time frame on what are your plans? How long are you going to be here? When are you going to come back and settle in?
I'm just in and out. I came in town to take a physical and do all the things that I need to do for Seattle. But then I'm flying back out to spend a little time with my family. But I'll definitely be back here in the next couple of weeks to try and find a place of residence and try to just continue to move forward and getting here and settling into Seattle.
Where's your base right now?
My home is Dallas, Texas.
Three girls, finally got that one boy. How's that? How's that part of life?
It's very exciting. My girls, they're having a great time with their little brother. I mean, I'm having a great time with my son, but I'm definitely just looking for just enjoying the time that I have with them. Even though it's a short summer, just try to take every day and cherish it.
Kurt, with Seattle so young and your contract situation the way it is, have you thought much that this might be your last season? Have you thought anything about your future beyond this season?
No, I don't think like that. I just go and play. And when that time comes, then I'll deal with that. But right now, I'm just looking forward to coming here and trying to help this team win some games.
Kurt, how much do you know about the Sonics' new coach, P.J. Carlesimo?
I was fortunate enough. I was able to have dinner with him last night and got to know him. He seems to be a guy who likes to crack jokes, and he tries to stay upbeat. He's been around the game for a long time. Definitely played against him this past playoffs against San Antonio. And he's been around the league, Golden State and Portland. So he's definitely a coach who's been around, who knows a lot about the game, and I'm just willing to learn as much as I can from him, especially since he has a championship ring.
Does the front office convey to you, like they have to us, how well you fit in kind of the culture and identity they're trying to build?
They tell me a lot of things. They tell me that they want me to come in and do what I've been doing over a number of years in the league, and I just hope I can continue to do that up there. Even though I know it's a young team, I'm just excited about the opportunity to play with these young, talented guys.
Hey, when you're not playing basketball, what do you like to do for fun?
I just like to hang out. I like to read, like to swim, like to go to basketball games, just like to watch my friends play, and I like to just hang out with my kids and my family.
How do you feel how it ended in Phoenix? Maybe you stay, or you know they were changing?
You know, it's always a chance for a trade. Can't really get down about it. Just realize that, you know, with a new general manager come in, a different philosophy, things will change, and for me, things changed. Now I'm here in Seattle, so I don't have any hard feelings about it. I enjoyed my time there in Phoenix. It was great. I enjoyed playing with those guys, and I'm looking forward to playing with these guys here.
Thank you.